In catchwords, as to talk of the pansexualism of psychoanalysis, and to raise the senseless charge against it of explaining everything by sex. We might be astonished at this if we ourselves could forget the way in which emotional factors make people confused and forgetful. For it is some time since Arthur Schopenhauer, the philosopher, showed mankind the extent to which their activities are determined by sexual impulses, in the ordinary sense of the word. It should surely have been impossible for a whole world of readers to banish such a startling piece of information so completely from their minds. And as for the stretching of the concept of sexuality which has been necessitated by the analysis of children and what are called perverts, anyone who looks down with contempt upon psychoanalysis from a superior vantage point should remember how closely the enlarged sexuality of psychoanalysis coincides with the eros of the divine Plato. First essay, The Sexual Aberrations. The fact of sexual need in man and animal is expressed in biology by the assumption of a sexual impulse. This impulse is made analogous to the impulse of taking nourishment and to hunger. The sexual expression corresponding to hunger not being found colloquially, science uses the expression libido. Footnote. For general use, the word libido is best translated by craving. Professor James J. Putnam, Journal of Abnormal Psychology. End of footnote. Popular conception makes definite assumptions concerning the nature and qualities of this sexual impulse. It is supposed to be absent during childhood, and to commence about the time of and in connection with the maturing process of puberty. It is supposed that it manifests itself in irresistible attractions exerted by one sex upon the other, and that its aim is sexual union, or at least such actions as would lead to union. But we have every reason to see in these assumptions a very untrustworthy picture of reality. On closer examination, they are found to abound in errors, inaccuracies, and hasty conclusions. If we introduce two terms and call the person from whom the sexual attraction emanates the sexual object, and the action towards which the impulse strives the sexual aim, then the scientifically examined experience shows us many deviations in reference to both sexual object and sexual aim, the relations of which to the accepted standard require thorough investigation. Section 1. Deviation in reference to the sexual object. The popular theory of the sexual impulse corresponds closely to the poetic fable of dividing the person into two halves, man and woman, who strive to become reunited through love. It is therefore very surprising to hear that there are men for whom the sexual object is not woman, but man, and that there are women for whom it is not man, but woman. Such persons are called contrary sexuals, or better, inverts. The condition, that of inversion. The number of such individuals is considerable, though difficult of accurate determination. A. Inversion. The behavior of inverts. The aforementioned persons behave in many ways quite differently. A. They are absolutely inverted, i.e. their sexual object must be always of the same sex, while the opposite sex can never be to them an object of sexual longing, but leaves them indifferent or may even evoke sexual repugnance. As men, they are unable, on account of this repugnance, to perform the normal sexual act, or miss all pleasure in its performance.